What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, welcome back to the What Really Happened show. You can also see stories on whatreallyhappened.com. This is RBN, Republic Broadcast Network. I'm Ryan Dawson, filling in for Mike Rivero. He's on vacation until Tuesday, and we'll pick it up where I left off. I was talking about the Binyamin affair, or Levon affair, Operation Susanna, and then the USS Liberty, which was back-to-back. Because the peace troop, the UN peacekeepers were there, and with not even a month going by, as soon as they were gone, it was on again for Egypt. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is, I know it's historical, but the reason I'm bringing this up is to show you how long we've been fighting over the Suez Canal. Well, we have a caller, Russ, in Arizona. Russ, what's on your mind? Russ, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, listen, thanks for taking my call. You got a great program. I have just a simple question for you. Where can I get your, a copy of your DVD on War by Deception?
Actually, the easiest thing to do, I'm in Japan, so it's very hard for me to mail them out everywhere, but warbydeception.com,
yeah,
and you can download the whole film and burn it, and that's going to be the same quality pretty much of what I can give you on a DVD anyway.
Yeah.
Because the film is so long that I was kind of forced to put it in this certain format. It's two DVDs. It takes up two discs unless you have one of those super large ones. But I made another film that you might be interested in that just has the 9/11 section and actually some more on the dancing Israelis from the declassified reports from 2011 in August. We finally got to read all the police transcripts. Some of it was blotted out, but they were pretty foolish because all you had to do is count the letters in the people's names and fill in the blanks and do all this deduction, and I got it all out. But it's called 9/11 and the Cover-Up, and it's on Vimeo now. You can probably Google that. But your best bet for DVD is just download it from warbydeception.com right in the middle, and you'll see on that page there's also some little sub-videos about certain sections in the film you may enjoy.
Yeah, good. You don't know this, but I'm a retired airline captain for Pan Am and United, and I flew both of the actual United aircraft which were involved in 9/11. The one hit the South Tower, the one that allegedly went to Shanksville, and I was one of four guys who started the 9/11 Truth Movement 10 years ago.
Well, right on. I appreciate that. So, I've been working on it a long time myself, but. That must be kind of eerie, flying the exact plane.
They're in my world multiple times. Yeah, and from the very beginning, I knew the whole thing was just a sham. There was just no way. The government story has more holes than a screen door, especially from the aviation part of it, which most people don't talk about.
You mean the government lies?
Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. But I'm always interested in collecting all of, as much material as I can. And I'm constantly giving talks on it.
Well, that film, the one I made, takes 9/11. Actually, it starts with Iran-Contra briefly because Lee Hamilton and Dick Cheney headed up the so-called investigation in that. Lee Hamilton was later chosen again to be the chairman on the 9/11 commission for that cover-up. So I started with Iran-Contra and worked through. And a lot of it's about 1 hour and 20 is on 9/11 itself. It's a 3-hour movie in 40 minutes is long, but a lot of it's also in the Iraq War and the anthrax case. So I try to get it all together. Oh, we got a break. If you want to hold on.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
Jump the gun there. All right, we are back. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And we still have Russ on the line for Arizona. Do you have anything else to add or questions?
No, I just, where are you located in Japan? In the Tokyo area, Osaka, or where? I used to fly over there quite a lot.
Closer to Osaka, fortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, were you there during the big earthquake?
Yeah, I was here for the tsunami. That was terrible.
No.
That's an understatement, really.
Yeah, now, what's the truth about what's happening up there at the Fukuyama 4?
And Fukushima?
Fukushima 4, yeah.
Well, it's... apparently, a crane, I have another caller coming, but a crane they had on the top is sitting right on top of the core, the steam coming out. It appears like they're maybe going to have to bury this whole thing. There's really no easy solution. I mean, if chain reactions are going on, this could be very, very bad. But the information is so murky because we have the U.S. media, which acts like exaggerates everything into doomsday, and the Japanese press, unless you know where to go, like me, for alternative media, the regular press is just a joke. They're not reporting anything at all. So I wish I had more solid info on it. In my opinion, it seems to be bad news. But what are you going to do? I mean, that you can't just dump water on it, you know? So,
it's a
very, very bad situation.
They can't entomb it like they did Chernobyl?
You could entomb it, but again, if it builds pressure up in there, then that might be worse.
Yeah, it'll blow up again.
It's still
going
to be going underneath, and that would just add more pressure to it. So
yeah,
it's complicated. But I'll let you go. I have another caller, maybe I have a question for you, actually, because you're a pilot. I have a guy from Florida wrote in. He wants to know if they were remote control planes. I guess he's referring to 9/11. What's your opinion?
I'm online.
You're on. Oh, hey, Paul.
Yeah, this is Paul from West Palm Beach, and I was just seeing. I know you must be a little bit tired in Japan right now, being 3 o'clock in the morning. But it would have been a perfect opportunity to ask a pilot if he think the remote control planes were used on 9/11. So maybe he can call back and give us opinion on that. And the other thing was, you know, luckily you're at a radio station today that has one of the greatest investigators on the JFK murder, Michael Collins Piper. And if you want to know everything about JFK to who and why, there's no better book than Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment. And as we speak, I got the sixth edition in my hands from the interlibrary loan system. And I read it one time cover to cover, and I had to get it back into my hands again. But, and also I want to know how you are doing. You do have an option to move away. That's what I've been thinking the last few months, that maybe you should move from Japan. Is that an option for you?
Takes money to do that, and I don't have it. So no, but I am in the western portion, and I have a son here, 3 years old. It's very serious for me, but I don't have to base it on the media. I mean, I can take my own readings, and we are radiation-free so far. But, hey, if people want to send a bunch of donations, I would return. But, you know, I'm working here, and we have a family here, and I'm paying rent on a place. So it's difficult to just pack up and leave in our position.
But if you're being, if there's radioactive activity
near you. If it's coming, I'd go into debt and just get out of here. But so far, and where I don't want to say where I am, but where I am is far enough away to be safe.
Okay. And have you read Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment, by any chance?
Oh, yeah. I made it, making a JFK film, and I've looked at all Piper's research and Joe West and all those guys. I went into everyone. But I'll talk JFK maybe a little bit later in the hour, but I have another caller I'm going to get to, if it's okay.
And Rogan, what's your opinion?
It'd take me a long time to explain my opinion on JFK, but yeah, definitely. Short version, CIA outsourced it to Murder, Inc., and killed him and his brother. Oh, gosh, this complicated story. I don't know how to crunch it down, but yeah, inside job completely. Johnson knew about it. There's so many characters, but I would recommend reading all Piper's work. And there's a lot of other researchers. The one that's completely bogus, actually, I don't even want to say his name, but it's one of the whale poisoners for 9/11 as well. Thinks the whole Schaputer film was faked and Jackie was in on it, That guy's an idiot. But you should read. If you're interested in JFK, if you're interested in RFK as well, there's a ton of research that was done before I was even born. That's all out there. Read the books. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And we're going to pick up with Brian from Canada.
Yeah, hi. Hey, just a question on the meltdown at Fukushima.
Sure.
There was even a politician from Japan that came out and said that Stuxnet virus had gotten into their plants. Have you heard of that? Did you ever hear anything like that? You know what I'm talking about, like that Stuxnet is what got into the Iranian nuclear plants that caused quite a bit of problems.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard that's, that.
That was, I'm trying to remember who that was. You're correct in that. That was bounced around here. Stuxnet is a combination of two worms. They had a little bomb and a big bomb. I don't know if I can explain computer viruses, but very nasty stuff, very high level, not made in someone's basement or something. This was intelligence. And the only real cyber superpower, U.S. Who did it benefit? Israel, of course. But an interesting thing about Fukushima is the automated systems, the PLCs that are supposed to kick on an event like this, should, you know, a wave at the plant, which they foresaw. It's on the coast. There's quakes here all the time. That's how these islands were made. They were supposed to kick in and keep the coolant going to prevent what had happened. But the automated systems didn't kick on in all six of them. None of them kicked on. And Japanese know how to build things, you know, and they have a good reputation for it anyway. But none of the PLCs kicked on, which made them speculate about the virus because – oh, not virus, the worms. One of the ways that Stuxnet operates is that it doesn't go after the targets you think. It goes after little things that you wouldn't know were broken or not working until like an automated system, like you're going to shut it down and see if that works. The way it works is it hides in little things like at the PLCs and controlling pressure and things like that, and they add up to where they could actually take the whole thing down or even blow it up. But it's not attacking the core directly or things you may assume were going to happen. And when they finally, a lot of German researchers and things, they took Stuxnet and dissected it and got it apart, that was one of the methods of attack, and all six automated systems failed at the same time. They had to be manually done, which, of course, was too late. Pressure got out, steam's out, it's too hot. You can't reverse it without great, 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 great effort.
So you're saying they did find this worm that had gotten into their nuclear?
No, they haven't found the worm, or they haven't admitted it, but the thing is you can't. That's not a priority right now. There's radiation. You can't get in there. People have died there just from brief exposure. And they're walking around in suits like from E.T. And they are trying to calm the whole thing down and get a shutdown. And they're dealing with the spent fuel rods, which some were cracked. The building, I mean, there's not just a hole in the building. The roof is gone. The walls are gone in some of these buildings. And so they have bigger fish to fry, and to get in there and to analyze data and bring it where is going to be a while because it's essentially poisoned. But they did get Stuxnet isolated and found out how it works. So this is circumstantial, but by going how it works and seeing that type of activity happens six times, it may have contributed. I mean, definitely the tsunami was the mitigating factor here, but maybe had the PLCs kicked in, the automated systems got it cooled off in time, it would maybe reactor 4 wouldn't be in the condition it's in now. But it's hard to prove right now, and it's very hard to get access.
And if they do prove it, it might be so far down the road that it won't make any difference anyway.
No. That's not how Asian culture works. It doesn't matter how far down the road it is. There will be hell to
pay. Do you think there could be a fallout? I mean, if they do come to the conclusion that it was probably that worm that got in there, and so you're saying that
they would have to be. I mean, the Japanese public would hit the fan completely. I mean, they're already, you know, they need all this oil. They get a lot from Iran. They're saying you're not supposed to, you know, buy it from them. Oh, we got a break. If you want to hold on.
Sure.
I'll keep you over the break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And we're back. We have the caller on the line. We were talking about Stuxnet, talking about Fukushima. There is something, I said they didn't find it in Fukushima yet, but it was definitely in Japan prior to the March 11th attack, well, not attack, well, the natural disaster. They know it was in Japan, it was on computers in Japan, and we know what failed at these reactors, which is highly, highly circumstantial. So you put that together and believe what you will. It's a very possible possibility, and it's definitely worth more research, but it's hard to physically do it.
You think that if it was in there and it had something to do with not letting those plants shut down so it can start cooling, it would be from the United States and not Israel? Is that what you said?
I think Stuxnet was built in the United States. I think it was built for Israeli interests because obviously it was designed to attack Iran, which, I mean, there's some mutual interest there. There's some overlap. But the U.S. doesn't want a war with Iran, per se. I mean, because it's not doable. We're spread too thin. We're going broke. And military, it's just not feasible. But Israel, since they're not the ones who are going to actually fight it, they're kicking and screaming like a little baby, having a tantrum, wanting the U.S. to do it. But I just don't think that's going to happen. I wrote back in 2010, the plan right now is going to be Syria and Lebanon is next. And Iran, they would love to throw into regional factional fighting each other, like they are in Syria right now. They love to bog it down like that, destroy the pipelines, the IP, and the Islamic pipeline, and keep them down. But a full-on airstrike or invasion would be an absolute disaster. They would shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices would skyrocket. The U.S. would implode economically. That's not going to happen. But I think Israel just doesn't have – they are a cyber power as well, but this was so sophisticated. This is American.
But why would United States do it?
They didn't intentionally think it was going to get out of and attack Japan and everywhere else and know a tsunami was going to come. That's sort of their irresponsible stupidity, Pandora's box, if you will, that they made this worm, and what it did is it attacked everyone with similar made parts, and a lot of them all came from the same origins in this German pieces of these plants, and it attacked all of them. And you notice Germany, like Japan, has also converted and shut down their reactors, because they're going to have to.
You know, the one thing that I've been kind of wondering about was, you know, all this debris that's been starting to wash up on the beaches, I think in California and Alaska, I think it was. And yet I haven't heard one squawk out of the Congress people or anybody else about Japan paying for the cleanup. And usually when something like that happens, usually the Congress or somebody else or news media will start saying, well, you know, they should, whoever was responsible or where the debris came from, they should be responsible for cleaning it up. And to my knowledge, I have never heard anybody from the Congress or news media or anybody talk about Japan have to pay for that mess. And I kind of thought, you know, that's a little bit suspicious to me.
I just disagree there. I think it should be a mutual cleanup because Japan didn't send the debris over there. They got hit by a horrible natural disaster. And those towns are gone. And the people who's that debris, the houses and stuff used to be, they're dead.
Yeah. Well, but the point I was trying to make is, but if it was the United States that released that worm, and they know maybe it had a hand in not shutting, maybe they feel like they don't want to bring it out in the open, or just kind of keep quiet about it, and they'll clean it up themselves, and hopefully everything will kind of slide under the rug. That was where I was kind of going with that. But
I see your point there. I can see that. There's a little bit of guilt there. Let's be quiet about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's just a terrible, terrible situation. You know, people realize, like, it's not like it's not avoidable. I mean, they could not – you can't block a tsunami. I mean, it's TEPCO's fault for not increasing the seawalls and things. They were ignoring the seismologists from – Kobe and from Tokyo, all these experts, their work was censored. It's money junkies, as Mike would say, you know, these profiteers. You can't have a free market for a third party. You never want a third party choosing what the money's spent on, because they're always going to cut corners to save so they can personally profit, you know. The market works when it's in your own interest. You're buying something for yourself, you want something that works. But if you allocate it away so someone else is buying things for another organization, they're just going to go for the cheapest. And you can't let government regulate because obviously they lie. I mean, that's a historical fact. It doesn't matter where.
Yeah, you know, when this first started, you know, sometimes, you know, and it seems like people are always looking for a conspiracy. And, I mean, when I first heard about that worm and stuff, I thought, oh, my God, it was a tsunami hit Japan. I mean, that's what happened. And sometimes natural disasters happen. And there's no conspiracy or nothing. And I mean, I'm still not sold that it was the virus that caused any of the problems there. I just, you know, right now I kind of think, you know.
I think it's worth looking into, but we're coming up to a break, so I got to.
Yeah, okay, then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We are living in dangerous days. I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And we're back. This is Ryan Dawson subbing for Mike Rivero for the What Really Happens show on RBN. And we're just talking about, we've been talking about foreign policy, talking about Fukushima, Japan, Stuxnet, a lot of different topics, pipelines, etc. I do want to get into some financial news, if I can, and a little bit about Ron Paul as well in the U.S. elections. And I'd also like to rip on the Fuhrer a little bit. That's what I call Obama, the Fuhrer. Because, you know, he's in there sending his Nobel Peace drones in the Yemen, across all around the world, and yet ran as a anti-war candidate. People should have known better, because when he was a senator, he voted to finance all the wars. He voted to keep the Patriot Act. He voted to, every time it came up. And then as president, of course, he continued the same policies, but there were a lot of people who drank the Kool-Aid and thought, hey, he's got a D next to his name and he's not Bush, so he must be the opposite. But you're getting sold more of the same, and we cannot allow this to happen again. We cannot allow this debate to get framed as, well, the lesser of two evils, which I'm not sure who that would be between Obama and Romney. I personally think the Goldman Sachs candidate, oh wait, That's both of them. Well, let's say that Bain's capital candidate might possibly be even worse than Obama, and I'll tell you why. Policy-wise, is the same, but Romney really doesn't care about foreign policy, and he would leave it into the hands of his vultures, or I mean advisors. And he just has a who's who list of neocons. I mean, all know how bad that was. Obama, on the other hand, and this pains me to say, but even Hillary is evil and maniacal and got money from Denise Rich and Mark Rich and child trafficking and killed Vince Foster and covered up tons of murders and sold nuclear weapons and secrets. All the bad things the Clintons did, she's still more sane than the people Romney is going to bring in. But he's not going to bring them in because we can defeat him right away with Ron Paul. Ron Paul, they're saying, and that because of Jesse Benton, who I YouTube Ryan Dawson, Jesse Benton, you'll see how I feel about that guy. But he put out some bad reports saying Paul had quit and it was over, and of course that was all bogus. But what we have is a delegate war going on, and I am really surprised at the level of ignorance at our own political process for electing people, where we have a caucus and people think, oh, majority, you know, they get everything. And it just isn't like that. Even the delegates that for a long time everyone said were bound, we're finding out not necessarily true. A lot of them are not bound, and people can vote their conscience. And Ron Paul has, and this is not propaganda, and this is not wishful thinking, Ron Paul has a real chance at winning this whole thing. If he beats Romney, he will win. Because in a debate with Barack Obama, he is a joke. He can't run on anything. He can't even run on the gay marriage angle, because Paul said from the day one, government should have nothing to do with marriage, gay or straight, which is true because it's a social affair. But he has no problem with whoever, you know, adults making decisions that they want to make, volunteerism. It's really none of your business. I don't see why anyone would care, but we live in a nation of six-year-olds. However, on the war issue, Obama can't talk about the wars. As much as he lied to everyone, his flock, they can rationalize it and be like, well, it's okay now. You know, it was bad when Bush did it, but it's okay because it's now under my banner with my guy, and he's got a D next to his name, and hey, he can sing, and he's charming or what have you. We have an ambulance going by. Apologize. But Ron Paul would utterly destroy him on the war issue, because the war issue is an economic issue. I can't stand it when people say, well, I agree with Ron Paul on the economy, but his foreign policy, blah, blah. You can't separate those in the clean categories like that. We are spending $1 trillion a year on our foreign escapades and empire building, and that doesn't account for all the loss of trade that we're having from the effects of these sanctions and occupations and all the foreign aid we give to our puppet dictators to oppress people. It only benefits a small clique of corporations, all the aerospace companies, Lockheed Martin, etc. I mean, Monsanto, all these evil, evil institutions, Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown & Root, and so on. They're not even all American companies. They're multinational, sort of headless. But that is the MIC, and that is what is governing things. And we have a bunch of banksters in control right now. And this is our time to reverse it all. If you give me the flack about, oh, I'm not going to vote, it doesn't matter. Listen, always force a dictatorship to act like one. If you don't vote, they don't even have to cheat. And right now we are winning a delegate process, and it's not just Ron Paul. We've got Karen Kwiatkowski, we've got Jenny Wehrman, we've got a lot of people running for Congress, and we've got a caller from Texas on the line. Are you there, Daniel? Do you have a caller?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, yes, you're on the air.
All right, well, you're doing a fine job filling in. Just let me start with that.
Well, thank you.
But, well, you were just going over a few seconds ago, like the lesser of two evils. I'm, like, so sick of seeing this. And, you know, I was actually talking about this a few months ago with my fiance about Obama would actually be, you know, better to keep in. You know, I'm for Ron Paul. I'm a state delegate for Ron Paul, and I'm going to fight till the end. But, you know, my thoughts were, Romney, I think, just like you were saying, he's going to let his handlers take care of everything else. He's going to cater to everything that Israel wants. And if we get him in, you know we're probably stuck with him for 8 years. So if we can at least, if they keep cheating Ron Paul out of it, if Obama gets in, then we can run Rand in 4 years and, you know, hopefully get something decent going on there.
I'm far less excited about him than his father. They're very different on some things. But he's head and shoulders above the other imperial senators.
Yes, most definitely. I mean,
he's not Joe Lieberman or something. Scary. Joe Lieberman is probably the worst person on Earth. Sorry.
I don't know. It's pretty disgusting out here. You know, we've been doing a lot of door knocking and, you know, just talking to people outside the polling places because, you know, our primary is coming up here in a couple of days. So we've had early voting for the last few weeks. And
home state.
You know, just Texas.
Yeah. Paul's home state, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. But, you know.
Now, do you have an open primary, correct?
I'm sorry?
Texas has an open primary?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay, great.
So we got that going, you know, hitting the polling places. But just to hear everybody constantly say, oh, we're voting straight Republican ticket. Like, no, you know, I don't want you to vote straight Republican ticket. I want you to use your brain, read about these people, and make an educated source. Like, here, I'll give you my people. And I don't want you to go and just vote for my people because I'm telling you to. I want you to know who my people are, and let me tell you why I like these people.
Actually have issues. I don't understand the automatic vote like that. It blows my mind. And if you gave them a blind test, maybe this would be effective, maybe not. But if you had a blind test just with the issues for Obama and Romney, you know, pro-NAFTA, pro-NDAA, pro-torture, pro-war, blah, blah, just on down, no change in monetary policy, no changes in foreign policy, sanctions everywhere, war everywhere, pro-TSA, the things everyone hates. You could not tell the difference between which one was Romney and which one was Obama because there isn't a difference on any major issue.
Now,
give them that blind test and give them Ron Paul.
And that's one of the things we hand out. So if anybody out there who's listening and your primaries haven't gone open yet and you're knocking on doors, we made a list of Obama, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul, and some of the voting records on such of the things, like you just said, the TSA, you know, NDAA, and showed how they voted and how they said that they would vote. And Romney and Obama line up hair for hair on all the big major bullet points we put on our handout.
It's very difficult to see the difference between the two. The only real difference between Romney and Obama or most Republican versus Democrat elections are the way they brand themselves to different demographics. Some go more for the young or for women or for different ethnic groups and stuff. But policy-wise, the real meat and potatoes of it, there's not a dime's worth of difference.
No, it's the same monster with a different face. You know, one puts on a sideways face and one puts one upside down face, you know. It's the same monster underneath the mask, though.
Just a two-headed monster.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all the work you're doing going door to door. Listen, this is what you have to do. I'm in Japan, I can talk a lot and I can write a lot and I can research a lot, but there is nothing you can do to help more than if you live in the U.S., is to take action. Get up and do it. Go door to door, call people. That's what happens. Become a delegate if you know it in and out, and spread the word. This is a philosophical revolution. It's a political revolution, win or lose, and I'm going for winning. But this is not going to reverse. You don't have former Ron Paul supporters too often. I mean, once you know and the wool is off your eyes, it's very clear. This isn't tribalism. This isn't conditioning like your parents were or whatever, so you became the same title, Republican, Democrat. These are real issues affecting people, moral issues, economic issues. If you understand Austrian economics, if you understand the Federal Reserve System, the system of debt as money, usury, can you imagine the prosperity we could all enjoy by crashing that system alone. But
most definitely.
I don't think people understand how good their life could be, their standard of living, if we were not stuck in this subtle form of slavery.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Slavery to the free man. That's just the way it is. And, you know, that's another thing that we've made a real big point of. When we were younger, you know, we got excited about this whole credit deal. And, you know, I think that was the hardest part for us to grasp, was the whole monetary system is a farce.
Right. Well, they used to get you with the mortgage. You say, okay, for the next 30 years of your life, you're going to be paying for this house. And it's not the building materials and the cost of the land. It's just the bank. But now, for a lot of kids, I don't know, kids, young adults, the new mortgage, the new system for essentially forcing you to work continually for the next 30 years is college. College loans are the new mortgage. So they're going to have both soon.
Debt to death.
And Ron Paul has a solution for that. You get the subsidies out of it, and the price wouldn't be as high as it is.
Right. Look at everything the government subsidizes, down to our food crops.
Right.
if we could just get them the hell out of it and, you know, get them out of prescription drugs, get them out of our food, get them out of our money, get them out of everything. That's not what we have them for, and I don't need the government to hold my hand and pat me on the butt whenever I do good or tell me no, that's going to hurt. Let me find out on my own.
Or when you're trying to get on a plane.
Right.
You catch everywhere. Yeah, we don't need airport voyeurism and basically molestation. You know, that's not – I can't believe people put up with this. I'm not going to put up with it. If I go back to the U.S. or somewhere, it's – I'm not taking it. But
ridiculous.
Subsidies are poison.
And I'm also sure you've heard about the TSA setting up checkpoints on the highway and the bus stations now, too.
No, I didn't. That, really?
Yeah. They're on our highways now.
I know that a couple of places they had done that. Is that that are doing it in Texas now?
I didn't see any. I heard it happened twice in Dallas and in Louisiana. And the bus stations, that's happened in quite a few places.
Why?
And the people
like,
keep
what's
putting
the pretext
up with
for
it?
That? I mean,
the
car is already a weapon. You don't need anything extra.
it's just to get people used to the idea of having, you know, people around babysitting us.
And spending money for the sake of it.
Yeah, it blows my mind how much the people don't care. They have their cable TV and they've got their Xboxes, and that's all they need in life. They go to work and they come home and they veg out and do nothing. And, you know, that's another thing we're talking about. You know, going door to door with Ron Paul, you know, all the handouts and stuff we have. You know, my fiance actually had to correct me because I'm like, here's some information to read about Ron Paul. She's like, you can't tell people to read. You know, it scares them off.
Some
as
will.
They hear read. It's like, tell us about the YouTube videos. Like, and I can honestly tell you, of the hundreds of doors we've been to, I've seen a huge difference from whenever I say, here's something to read, and go look at these YouTube videos. Read,
I think you have
down.
To introduce literature last. Because I write a lot, and I've written books, and I've made films. And I'm not like a filmmaker. I'm not a computer guy, per se, but my films are good. And definitely easier to get someone to watch a video than to read something, even though you can write more in depth than everything, because it's hard to make a film and it's hard to segue all the topics together and everything. But when you're writing, you can just link and things, but there's certain type of people who will read, and there's others that just cringe at the idea of it. And I think that's part of our educational system as well, because they force kids to read this useless, boring, impractical, you know, fictional stories that they all have to be super neutral because you can't offend anyone. And so what happens is you're reading nothing, and they get this idea in their mind of they just aren't readers. They don't like books. They don't like to read, and they don't get out of it. unless, you know, maybe they find a good book later independently. But there are a lot of people, they basically read the books they're forced to in school, and they don't read anymore besides the traffic signs and stuff. They never go in a store and buy a book and read it for entertainment or information. Rarely do they even read the newspapers. They might read their horoscope or something. It's terrible. But that's the reality.
As a nation for that, that's just ridiculous. That's like one of the main things that, you know, helped us be free in the beginning was people being able to read, and, you know, all the little townships sending, you know, their newspaper to the other townships, and that's how we knew what was going on. And now,
right on, Franklin and the printing press. But we have a break coming up. You can hold, or it's up to you.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
We have another caller on the line, Eugene in Ohio, I believe. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Brian. First off, Brian, let me say thank you and how splendid of a job you are doing there while Michael's away. He better watch you there, because you he'd do a great job there.
We're on the same side.
let me just be quick about this there, and then I'll listen to your answer on the stream there.
Okay.
I was thinking there, wife and me were talking about, let's say Dr. Paul wins the delegate, becomes a Republican president candidate there to face off against Obama. What's to stop them from doing all this vote fraud with these electronic machines, Brian, and to shore up the win for Obama?
Well, I have no doubt they would cheat or try to. The difference is, you know, when that happened in prior elections, like with Gore and Bush and so on, it just didn't matter really for the activists, the intelligent activists, because either way was the same anyway. And Ron Paul supporters are a bit different. You look at what happened in Oklahoma recently, where, I mean, they were turning the lights off in the convention. They broke every rule in the book. And right now they're being sued, which is exactly what needs to happen. And we're catching these people. They've already been cheating. You look at the crowds that Ron Paul has, and you look at the pathetic crowds that Romney is the only one left, I guess, but the rest of them have had. They can't fill up a high school gymnasium, and Ron Paul is speaking to thousands of people with a line out the door in the street who still stay there with signs and chant his name. When he shows up on The Late Show, there are people outside all along the road. So the fraud is obvious, but we are going to have to push for it, not just Ron Paul, and not let them get away with it. When they do that, we sue them. When they cheat on the machines, Diebold machines, we try to get paper trail in most places. But if we do that and we figure that out, you hold their feet to the fire. And if they completely cheat this election, when the ballot doesn't work, the ballot box doesn't work, there is one other option.
I know, and I'm afraid for it to come to that, Brian.
I'm not talking about a violent revolution, but I think there is nonviolent protest is the stage between the two. And we could make enough media stink and protest that it would just be an international disaster to have. I mean, look at how big Occupy and the protests and Tea Party and things are now. They steal an election from Ron Paul. Oh, it is on. I mean, they wouldn't be able to function. People would just flood the Hart building at the Senate, and they wouldn't be able to get anything done. They can't just arrest everyone. I mean, we're not going to go in the direction of LA riots or anything like that. These are mature political people. But
well, listen.
One more break. Sorry. I'll hold you on.
Well, that's okay. Hey, listen, thank you for taking my call, Brian.
Ryan, you're welcome.